Good morning. It's November 9, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This report addresses a class action lawsuit filed against Dexcom Inc. and some of its senior executives for securities fraud. Benzinga's latest research indicates that this lawsuit follows significant declines in the company's stock price due to alleged violations of federal securities laws. The complaint claims that Dexcom misled investors about the reliability and safety of its continuous glucose monitoring systems, specifically the G6 and G7 models. Investors are being urged to take action, as they have until the end of December to request court appointment as lead plaintiffs in the case. The lawsuit highlights serious concerns raised by regulatory bodies and reports from medical professionals regarding the accuracy of Dexcom's products, which the company allegedly failed to disclose. The stock faced sharp declines earlier this year after the company received a warning from the Food and Drug Administration about manufacturing issues. Further negative reports suggesting that changes to the devices could have health implications contributed to the stock's significant drops. Investors who are affected by these developments may want to explore their legal options, as the firm representing the plaintiffs operates on a contingency basis, meaning they will only get paid if the case is successful. Overall, this situation underlines the importance of transparency and accountability in the health technology sector.
This commentary focuses on Tesla's robotaxi ambitions and the skepticism surrounding CEO Elon Musk's predictions. According to a recent report from Motley Fool, Musk is betting heavily on the rollout of Tesla robotaxis, claiming that millions could be operating on American roads by the year 2026. However, this ambitious forecast has raised eyebrows among investors. The report emphasizes that Waymo, the autonomous taxi service owned by Alphabet, has been in the game for quite some time, having launched its first fully autonomous ride in 2015. Despite years of experience and operating around 1,500 self-driving vehicles, Waymo is still far from Musk's goal, with plans to add 2,000 more vehicles by the end of 2025. In comparison, Tesla's targets seem even more aggressive. Tesla does have certain advantages, such as the ability to scale its fleet more quickly. But Waymo's extensive funding and gradual scaling process serve as a cautionary tale. The commentary suggests that investors should be wary of Musk's lofty predictions, as the reality may fall significantly short of expectations. It concludes with the prediction that Tesla's actual robotaxi growth next year is likely to be much lower than Musk anticipates.
This report discusses Amazon's potential to reach a $3 trillion market capitalization, driven by growth in its cloud services and e-commerce initiatives. Motley Fool recently noted that despite a challenging year, Amazon is showing signs of momentum, particularly after its third quarter earnings report. While Amazon's stock has been somewhat stagnant, its cloud division, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, is demonstrating a significant recovery with a 20% year-over-year increase in sales. The company maintains a strong position in the cloud market, holding about 30% of the global share. This growth is crucial, especially as AWS plays a central role in the booming artificial intelligence sector. Amazon is continuously enhancing its offerings, rolling out new features and services aimed at meeting diverse client needs. In terms of e-commerce, Amazon remains a powerhouse, with nearly two-thirds of its quarterly revenue coming from this segment. The company is enhancing its value proposition through an expanded product selection and improved delivery services. Notably, it has ramped up its same-day grocery delivery service and introduced convenient features that enhance the shopping experience for customers. Looking ahead, analysts believe that with continued growth in both its cloud and e-commerce segments, Amazon could very well join the ranks of companies with a $3 trillion market cap, requiring only a modest increase in its stock price to achieve that milestone. Overall, Amazon's diverse business model and ongoing innovations position it well for future success, making it an attractive option for investors. This report covers the strong performance and future prospects of key artificial intelligence stocks with a focus on Amazon, Alphabet, and Advanced Micro Devices. A recent update from CNBC indicates that while there are concerns about high valuations in the AI sector, many analysts remain optimistic about the fundamentals supporting these tech giants. For instance, Amazon recently exceeded expectations with its third quarter results, driven by impressive growth in its cloud division, Amazon Web Services. Following this performance, a Mizuho analyst raised the price target for Amazon shares, reflecting confidence in the company's AI initiatives and its partnership with OpenAI. Analysts expect significant revenue growth from Amazon Web Services in the coming years, suggesting that the company's valuation may still have room to grow. Meanwhile, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, also reported robust third-quarter earnings, with AI playing a crucial role in its cloud business's strong performance. A JP Morgan analyst increased the price target for Alphabet, citing not only impressive revenue figures, but also a shift in sentiment regarding the company's AI search capabilities. This marks a potential turning point, as concerns about AI transitions are now being viewed more as opportunities for growth. Lastly, Advanced Micro Devices, known for its chips, demonstrated solid results, particularly from its AI data center segment. An analyst from Stifel raised AMD's price target, reinforcing a buy recommendation based on the company's expanding compute business and expectations for future revenue growth. The analyst also noted that AMD's recent partnerships with OpenAI and Oracle Cloud Infrastructure signal a positive long-term outlook. Overall, despite the fears surrounding a potential AI bubble, these three companies are drawing interest from top analysts who see strong fundamentals and growth prospects that justify their current valuations. This perspective highlights the ongoing evolution in the tech sector driven by artificial intelligence.
This commentary discusses the long-term investment potential of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and Meta Platforms. Citing data from The Motley Fool, both companies are highlighted for their strong positions within their respective industries, making them appealing options for individual investors willing to take a long-term view. Taiwan Semiconductor is recognized as a leader in semiconductor manufacturing, supplying chips essential for various high-tech applications from laptops to autonomous vehicles. As demand for advanced chips continues to rise, especially with innovations like their 2-nanometer chip technology, the company is poised for significant growth. This new chip technology not only enhances performance, but also reduces energy consumption by 25 to 30%, addressing a critical issue in computing capacity expansion. Although the stock's valuation is higher than it once was, trading at around 28 times forward earnings, many analysts believe this premium is justified given Taiwan Semiconductor's industry dominance and future growth prospects. On the other hand, Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is also seen as a compelling investment despite some short-term worries. The company is making substantial investments in diversifying its revenue streams, particularly in artificial intelligence and hardware. While the market has reacted negatively to Meta's increased spending, especially as it plans to ramp up capital expenditures significantly in the coming years, there is potential for these investments to drive long-term ad revenue growth. In fact, Meta recently reported a 26% year-over-year increase in revenue, indicating its strong core business performance. Investors may need to exercise patience with Meta, especially as the market grapples with its spending plans. However, the underlying growth potential makes both Meta and Taiwan Semiconductor solid candidates for a buy-and-hold strategy. Overall, focusing on the long-term outlook rather than short-term fluctuations could benefit individual investors looking to capitalize on these tech giants. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.